Say, aren't you a smart cookie?
The fact that you're listening to this program tells me that you're intelligent, curious, and ready to learn new things. So take your seat with the rest of the class, and let's get right to today's topic. Be warned, things are going to get very ugly, very quickly. We're talking, of course, about misshaped or bruised vegetables, not my driver's license photo. I'm going to start out by telling you what you probably already know. Ugly vegetables or fruit are just as healthy for you as the better-looking stuff in the grocery stores. And there's some research that suggests that ugly vegetables are more nutritious than their more beautiful siblings. By the way, when I talk about ugly vegetables, I'm also including fruit and other items that may appear unattractive. Ugly food has become a thing in our culture, and companies have been started that deliver ugly food to your doorstep. Among them are Misfits Market, Hungry Harvest, and Imperfect Produce. They send regular shipments of ugly vegetables to your door at prices that are often much lower than your local supermarket. All this sounds like a great idea, especially since we waste about 40% of the food produced in the U.S., mostly from uneaten food at restaurants or food that goes bad in our refrigerator. But like so many other things, reality doesn't always meet the hype, and it's my job to crush your hopes and dreams. Earlier this year, the Journal of Marketing said, and I'm quoting, "Buying unattractive produce negatively impacts consumers' view of themselves, causing a drop in self-perceptions. In other words, if I buy pretty fruit, I'll be pretty too." It's also like the idea that guys who drive loud, flashy cars are compensated for having small hands. The Marketing Journal says that if we change people's minds so they believe they're doing something great for the planet or for some other reason, they'll not only buy ugly vegetables, they will seek them out. It helps to know that very few of those ugly vegetables were ever going into a landfill. The leftovers are either fed to animals or plowed into the ground to become fertilizer for next year's crop. A high percentage goes to restaurants, where they're sliced and diced and the diner has no idea it started out as an ugly vegetable. Those pre-shredded carrots, pre-cut onions, peppers, and squash in the supermarket? Same deal. It's a way to use ugly produce and not waste it. Environmental journalist Emily Adkin wrote in the New Republic, and I'm quoting again, "The solution to food waste, then, is to not normalize and monetize ugly produce. It's to create a system where excess food isn't produced in the first place. How can venture capital-backed companies contribute to that goal when they profit from industrial agriculture's overproduction? So the beautiful fruits and vegetables go to grocery stores, and the ugly stuff ends up somewhere. Someone or something is going to eat it in one form or another. Maybe we shouldn't feel bad about selecting the best-looking food. After all, we're part of the system that's intended to bring us good food." The ugly vegetable movement is hot right now, but it's hurting others in the business of feeding people. Food banks, for example. Many of them depend upon donations of food that isn't pretty enough to sell or is near the end of its life. The companies capturing and selling the ugly vegetables have significantly reduced the food that the food banks receive because farmers can now make profits from it. Then there are the kitchens that feed the poor and hungry using donated foods. Those kitchens also train people so they can get jobs in the culinary industries. The fewer donations they get, the fewer people they can help. Is buying that food okay, since someone has to eat it, or it will go to waste too? As you suspected, it's not that simple. A lot of work goes into making pretty fruit look even more beautiful. For example, lots of fruit and vegetables are coated in wax to make them last longer and look better. British author Suzanne Lockhart has spent a lot of time in the food business, including 10 years as vice president of a multinational food science organization. Back in 2005, when it was February and very cold, she noticed how fresh and ripe apples looked at the Canadian store she usually passed. She thought the fruit must have come from somewhere else in the world, but how did it get to Canada looking so good? Well, it's helped along by a chemical called Smart Fresh. The Canadian government allows vendors to spray it on the fruit up to 4 times. That means the apple Suzanne was looking at could have been picked a year earlier. The spray protects the nutrients, but the vitamins suffer. It also seals in many pesticides that may have been on the skin. With such a long storage time, those pesticides have the opportunity to sink deeply into the fruit. Now, you're probably slightly distressed. I know I am. So let me leave you with some good news. There's something you can do with excess food, and that's composting. Next week, I'll talk with Beetle Beetlecomb of Compost Nashville. He has lots of customers who want to compost, including many restaurants. In some areas of town, they serve residences who can get their compost back for use in their own gardens. If you want to see who his restaurant customers are, visit compostnashville.org. If you dine at one of those places, I suggest finding a manager and telling them you appreciate what they're doing. We all like to feel better about ourselves. So now, when it comes to ugly produce, you're a smart cookie. Hungry in Nashville is brought to you by Out of My Pocket Productions and is copyrighted 2019 by me, Jim Grinstead. You can listen to Hungry in Nashville on our website, hungryinnashville.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Facebook or enter your email address on the website so you'll be notified when new episodes are posted. But the best thing you can do to support the podcast is tell your friends about it and encourage them to subscribe. And if you have an idea for something you'd like to hear, don't be shy. Send it to idea@hungryinnashville.com. Thanks for listening, and may you eat well.